KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's currently 57 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Topping Western Iowa news, authorities say a six-year-old boy died after being pulled from a community pool in Carroll County town of Glidden. First responders were sent to the Glidden Aquatic Center Saturday evening. Medics took over CPR and other measures from pool personnel, and he was taken to St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll, where the boy was pronounced dead. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office identified him as Caden Spore. He lived in Carroll, which is about 8 miles from Glidden. Authorities have not provided other details about what led to the boy's drowning. Police in Red Oak stopped a vehicle early this morning for speeding and ended up arresting the driver for OWI. Authorities say 24-year-old Maya Lynn Caron of Red Oak was cited for speeding and given a warning for having no insurance card after she was pulled over at around 12:40 a.m. Upon further investigation, it was determined Caron was allegedly under the influence of alcohol. She was arrested and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was charged with OWI first offense and held on a $1,000 bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports an incident took place Saturday morning in Shenandoah involving a barricaded subject. Authorities said the Fremont County K-9 unit was called at around 9:20 a.m. Saturday to assist the Shenandoah Police Department and Page County Sheriff's Office with a barricaded subject at an address in Shenandoah. Deputies were advised that Shenandoah police were attempting to arrest 37-year-old Jonathan Lynn Gray of Shenandoah on a Page County warrant, but Gray ran into his home and barricaded the door. Deputies made several attempts to get the man to exit the home peacefully, but he refused. Once the K-9 Roby was deployed inside the residence, Gray began throwing glass and metal objects at deputies and the K-9, hitting the K-9. Gray continued to resist the police K-9 and law enforcement, resulting in an injury to a law enforcement officer. Once placed under arrest, Gray was transported to the Shenandoah Hospital by Shenandoah Rescue and then to the Page County Jail. He was charged in Page County with assault on a police service dog, assault on an officer, interference with official acts, and contempt of court. Governor Kim Reynolds issued a disaster proclamation Monday for three counties in response to severe weather May 17th and continuing. The proclamation allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of severe weather and activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program for qualifying residents, along with disaster case management program for Mills, Muscatine, and Washington counties. The Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes up to 200% of the federal poverty level, or a maximum annual income of $41,560 for a family of three. The grant application and instructions are available on the Iowa Department of Human Services website. The proclamation makes only damage sustained between beginning May 17th eligible for the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program. Mills County residents who sustained damage for flooding between March 12th and May 16th are eligible to apply for FEMA's Individual Assistance Program. And on Monday, the governor issued a proclamation extending existing proclamations of disaster emergency for March flooding for an additional 30 days to July 10th, 2019, allowing state resources to be used to respond to and recover from the effects of the severe weather that began in March. Also, the proclamation suspends the length of stay and fee requirements at Waubonsie State Park in Fremont County. For more information, visit the DNR Disaster Assistance website or the Waubonsie State Park website. In our funeral announcements this morning, Hilmer Mathis, age 90, who's formerly of Griswold, died April 30th in Atlantic. A memorial service for Hilmer Mathis will be today at 10 o'clock at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. John Roscoe, age 64, of Corcoran, Minnesota, and formerly of Atlantic, died June the 5th. Graveside services for John Roscoe will be today at 10:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gerald Wilson, age 82, of Oakland, died May 31st. Funeral services for Gerald Wilson will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Raymond Christensen, age 85, of Grimes and formerly of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Raymond Christensen will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Michael Carl Laverty, age 71, of rural Lewis, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mike Laverty will be this Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Reacon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Evelyn Rader, age 86, of Fontenelle, died April 24th. A celebration of life for Evelyn Rader will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Luann Gippel, age 59, of Atlantic, died Monday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A celebration of life for Luann Gippel will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Eugene Pat Thompson, age 97, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Graveside services for Pat Thompson will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery with full military graveside rites. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Patricia Cunningham Dreger, age 93, formerly of Greenfield, died May 31st in the San Francisco area. Services for Patricia Cunningham Dreger will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Cheryl Campbell, age 77, of Irwin, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. A visitation for Cheryl Campbell will be Saturday from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Dalby, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Richard Dalby will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jack Boyk, age 86, of Messina, died Sunday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Jack Boyk will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.